From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe made history Friday by walking through Hiroshima's Memorial Peace Park together. President Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to visit the city since an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb on Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, killing tens of thousands and subjecting a generation to radiation sickness. The U.S. president said the world has a shared responsibility to prevent the suffering that took place in the Japanese city from happening again.
We stand here in the middle of this city, and force ourselves to imagine the moment the bomb fell. We force ourselves to feel the dread of children confused by what they see. We listen to a silent cry. We remember all the innocents killed across the arc of that terrible war, and the wars that came before, and the wars that would follow.
A U.S. resident has been indicted on charges of conspiracy to provide material support or resources to Islamic State, the U.S. Department of Justice said in a statement Friday. A grand jury indicted Mahmoud Amin Mohammed El Hassan late Thursday for aiding and abetting the provision of material support to ISIS and making false statements to the FBI. The statement said that El Hassan unlawfully and knowingly conspired with another individual in assisting him to fly overseas to join ISIS. This is VOA News. A group of public health experts have urged the World Health Organization to consider moving or postponing the Rio de Janeiro Olympics because of the Zika outbreak. An open letter to the UN Health Agency, signed by almost 150 public health experts, calls for the Games to be delayed or relocated in the name of public health. The Zika virus causes severe birth defects, most notably babies born with abnormally small heads. In adults, it can cause a rare and sometimes fatal neurological syndrome. Several public health academics have previously warned that hundreds of thousands of people heading to the August Games in Brazil will lead to the brain damage of babies and speed up the virus's global spread. A Ugandan court has sentenced five men to life in prison for their roles in bombings that killed 76 people in July of 2010. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the bombings, which targeted football fans at a restaurant and a rugby club in Kampala who had gathered to watch the final of that year's World Cup. Two other accomplices received prison terms of 50 years. The militants said the attacks were a warning to Uganda to withdraw its troops from the African Union mission fighting Al-Shabaab in Somalia. Nelson Mandela's estate is finally being settled nearly 3 years after his death as his executors in Johannesburg handed out inheritance checks on Friday. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
The happy and grateful heirs who collected inheritance checks on Friday, among them a former driver, a gardener, and a housekeeper, made it appear that Nelson Mandela's $3 million estate is being disbursed amicably. The estate's main executor, Dihang Moseneke, beamed as lawyers handed checks to household staff and leaders from schools the late South African president attended. Mandela also left money to his widow, all of his surviving children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Mandela, who was so widely admired for urging forgiveness after spending most of his life fighting South Africa's racist apartheid regime, bequeathed nothing to his second wife, Winnie Madikizela Mandela. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
According to a Pew Research Center study, a majority of U.S. citizens now say they get their news via social media. 62% of respondents said they use social media sites such as Facebook, Reddit, and Twitter to get their news. That's up sizably from 49% in previous Pew polls. The most popular social media site for news was Facebook, with 66% of users searching that site. For more on this and other news, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.